third parak of Erevin, Mishnah Aleph, we are talking about, we're starting halachas of Erevin. Till now there were halachas of Rishuyos, what constitutes a Rishuyos Yochid, if there's a breach, how to staff it up, if you have missing a wall, how to make a minimum wall to fill that up. That was the basic idea till now, except one thing, Parak Haggah, that was mentioned in the last Mishnah. Now we're talking about the different types of Erevin. So the first Erevin we're talking about is Erev Tchumim, which means the person's allowed to walk 2,000 amas out of the city. If he wants to walk, let's say, 4,000, he has to put an Erev at the end of the 2,000 amas, and that becomes his place, and he's entitled to 2,000 amas in each direction from his Erev. It has to be a little bit within the 2,000 amas. So, b'kol ma'arvim, the Erev Tchumim you can make with any type of foodstuff, u'mishtatvim, and also the second type thing this mission is talking about, is shituf mavoyos. Erev Chatzeres, we discussed before, that's if they have a few houses open to a common courtyard, they take a piece of bread that belongs to all of them and take it up, and it's considered they're all living in one house, and maybe they're all living together in the whole courtyard. A shetufim avoyis is one step removed. You take two or three chatzeres open to this alleyway. Each chatzer has houses. The house is open to the chatzer, and the chatzer is open to the movi. Each chatzer takes some type of food, which he becomes a partner with members of the other. Let's say we have three chatzeres. So we have three partners over here. Each one comprised of a certain amount of houses in there. Those three can get together. Now they're considered one unit in the Movi also. So whether it's for Erev Tchumim or for the Sheet of Mavoyas, you can use any type of foodstuff, chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melech. Water and salt cannot be used. They're not considered nutritious food. Water just gets the food down, and salt is for flavoring and has some things. But luckily, it's not considered mozen. Preserve things. As he pointed out, our mission is not talking about an Erev Chatzeres. The Erev Chatzeres, which combines houses into one unit in the chatzer, needs bread, dafka. But for the Erev Tchumim, or the Shita from a voice, which combines various chatzeres into one mavoi, it's enough to use anything other than any type of foodstuff instead, other than water and salt. It's halacha that if I have maisa sheni, I don't want to cash to Yerushalayim, I redeem it on a coin. When it comes to Yerushalayim, I could buy food with that coin. I could buy any type of food, but not water and salt. Because they're also not considered pre-mi-pri, something that a fruit that comes from another fruit. Water doesn't come from some tree, and salt doesn't. But other types of food, whether fruit or vegetable or grain, are pre-mi-pri. Even if animals considered pre-mi-pri. So one animal comes from another. Hanoidim in a mozon. A person makes a neder not to eat mozon. Mutzim b'mayim melech. My melech is not considered mozon. That's something that satiates a person. Mozon b'nozon b'yayin. Now another halacha. If you're making this eidus, it has to be something, it has to be a amount of food for a meal, and it has to be something that the person is making can eat it. So here's a chiddush. You can make an Erev for a Nozer with wine, and for Yisrael with Truma. The question is why? A Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, and Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara says that since somebody else can eat it there, that's good enough. That'd be Chiddush. So the Chayyim would say this. So Nozer, somebody else could eat it, and the Truma is Chozi L'Kohanim. We give it to the Kohanim. Yeah. Okay. Sumcha says bechulin. The dafka has to be chulin. You have to have something which the person himself can eat. Gemara says though that by wine for another is acceptable because if he's shoyel on his neder, he abrogates his, not abrogates whatever. He goes to the chacham to annul his neder, then he'll be permitted for him to eat. The lakoyen the beit hapras. You later put this for a coin in a beit hapras, which is a field which there was a grave and it was plowed, and now there's a concern of little bones all over the field. So coins now go into there. It's only tumma drabonon. So a chiddush over here is that even though a coin is not allowed to go to it, and the area has been a place that you could go to, but since there is some way of checking out the field, and once you check it out, then it will be tar. So it's a potential way of getting there that's good enough for the air to work. Rabbi Yehuda Haimer Afilu Beis Kvaret. Yochel Leila Velochet Velechel. He says even if the Erev was put in a place that is has Tumah D'oraisa Beis Kvaret, he could still make some type of mechitza between himself and the base and the kvarim, or put up some big box, like a tunnel that he's going to walk through to get there, which will not let the tumah go through it. And once again, even though this apparatus has not been set up, since potentially it's possible to do it, that's good enough for the ayur to work.